People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Are you looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy a 100-mile panoramic view of the Continental Divide, 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, fishing, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 1-800-227-9655.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm a pastor, executive director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado. But most importantly, I'm a father. Two of my children in studio with me today, Emily and Abigail, are both here, and they make up the studio audience as we broadcast throughout Colorado, Wyoming, and parts of Kansas and Nebraska. The subject today, boys are different from girls. Now, we noticed this when our children came out of the womb. This was, shall I say, fairly obvious to us. But Harvard President Larry Summers made the mistake of admitting the obvious several months ago. He said boys were different from girls. And they learn differently. They learn math and science differently. And, apologies. All the apologies came. Larry Summers apologized to everybody. I didn't mean to say it. I didn't mean to say it. I didn't mean to say that boys were different from girls. I'm so sorry. I want my job back. Give me my job. And John Leo from U.S. News and World Report chastised Larry just recently in the most recent edition here, suggesting that maybe studies do say that girls are different from boys. You know, apparently there have been a few scientific studies. They've looked at them. They've looked at a sample size of one, maybe. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, as a society abandons a biblical worldview, as a society turns away from the fear of God as the beginning of all wisdom and knowledge, guess what happens? We abandon rationality. We begin to quibble with the obvious. And that's what has been happening. And the unfortunate thing is that America has been failing in math and science. And this is what Larry Summers, the president of Harvard, was trying to correct. He was trying to say, well, maybe we should gear a few courses more towards boys or men than women. Maybe we should think about teaching men instead of jamming all education into a mold that fits women. And of course, we have mentioned on this program again and again that boys have been disenfranchised by the education institutions in America over the last 20, 30 years. We interviewed Christina Hoff Summers on this program, the lady who wrote the book, War Against Boys. Dr. Hoff Summers has done an excellent job chronicling what has been happening in American education institutions, saying that education is more geared towards girls than boys, and boys are disenfranchised. There are way more girls in college today than boys. There are way more girls in law school today than boys. Girls are being prepared for something or other, but boys are not being prepared. This is a huge problem. Now, Imprimis, the most recent Imprimis, Robert Herbold, the member of the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, has an excellent article where he talks about how boys and girls are not being educated in the area of math and science at all. Because, of course, boys tend to be the ones that are excelling in math and science, and they are the ones being disenfranchised by the educational institutions today. The end result is America is breaking down. America no longer has the scientists, the engineers that they once had. In fact, by 2010, according to this article by Robert Herbold, by 2010, 90% of all PhD physical scientists and engineers in the world will be Asian, living in Asia. American universities are producing far less engineers and scientists than Singapore, the United Kingdom, Sweden, Belgium, Germany, China, South Korea, Taiwan. And in recent tests where American school children, high school students, were compared to other nations in the areas of math and science, American students were scoring down around the area of third world nations in the areas of math and science. It's a tragedy what is happening in American schools. The end result, America will no longer be the world power she is today. 20 to 30 years from now, ladies and gentlemen, it will be over for the land of the free and the home of the brave as a world power, because America is losing the education battle. But ladies and gentlemen, today we want to give you some hope, because we have a vision for manhood today on Generations, a vision for manhood for our young men and for our fathers listening today on this program. Folks, I want you to stay tuned. A Vision for Manhood on Generations today. We'll be back in a moment.
The police! They're here for the kids!
Ladies and gentlemen, there are forces that want to take your children out of your homeschool forever. It's a worldview thing. And one day a year, about 1,000 homeschool families converge on the Capitol to stand for their homeschool freedoms. This year, on Friday, April 8th, it's Homeschool Day at the Capitol, and your family can participate in this free event. Informative seminars, a noontime rally, historical and legislative tours, and you can sign your children up for the Future Statesman program. But most importantly, this is your opportunity to send a message to your legislators. We love our family, and we love our freedoms. This year, we are honoring Representative Dave Schultheis with our Statesman of the Year award. Do not miss Homeschool Day at the Capitol, April 8th. Sign up today at www.check.org. That's check, C-H-E-C.org, or call 877-842-CHECK. One day a year for freedom. Can you afford that? Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. This is Generations. My name's Kevin Swanson. Today, how we raise our boys. Are we raising them for God's vision or the vision of the egalitarians that are saying there is no difference between boys and girls? And you take an egalitarian worldview and you shove it into an educational system, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get junk out the other end. And that's what we're seeing more and more in our society today. So we are going to take apart this subject of how to educate a boy. How are we going to raise our sons that they will become mighty men of God who will accomplish something for His kingdom and for His purposes? All right, let's talk about the vision that God has for boys. Because when we begin to raise our boys, we need to raise them with a vision in mind. What are we headed for? What is this boy going to look like 20 years from now? That's the kind of question we need to ask. And when we go to the Bible, we're going to find concrete ideas of what God wants us to raise our boys to be. And the first hint that we get is in the very first chapter of Genesis. I'm going to read this. We're going to talk about this today. This is the dominion mandate when God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing." God created men for dominion.
And let's talk about this. Dave Buhner is in studio with me. Dave, what is dominion? What is this job that God has made little boys to do?
Dominion is the act of taking God's creation and using it as materials to honor God with. And it sometimes means discovery.
Right. Another word used is to subdue the earth. This is another word used later on in the chapter. God wants our little boys to subdue the earth. The word subdue has a lot to do with restrain or harness. More of a harness, as you harness horses to plow the ground. It's harnessing matter, energy for proper uses, good uses. That's what God wants our little boys to do. He wants them to be able to harness these. Why is it that little boys like to play with guns?
Oh, boys love to play with guns. I have a couple of boys myself, and they're probably at this very moment playing with guns or swords. It's an exercise of power. It's a way in which a young boy can imagine himself leveraging those things of creation as a commodity that empowers them to accomplish things.
Right. In other words, what a gun does is it takes tremendous amount of energy, focuses on a fairly small quarter-inch piece of matter, shoves it down as fast as possible through a quarter-inch barrel, and you pull down lunch for the next or dinner for the next 6 weeks or whatever it is. I mean, it's a way of taking dominion and harnessing energy for the good of man, and that's what God wants us to do. Now, this is the kind of thing, Dave, we've got to train our little boys to do.
Yeah, as you're saying that, I was just kind of laughing to myself, because in the raising of boys, what we have is a tremendous amount of energy. What we have is very little focus
and
direction.
Right.
And so we take a boy who has all that energy, and part of the task of raising them is creating focus, focusing that energy in a particular direction to do something.
And you have some little boys that want to create and some little boys that tend to want to destroy. And there's a contrast there. We've got to work on those little boys that they don't understand what a proper, creative, constructive use of God's creation is.
It is fun to destroy things, and sometimes you have to destroy something in order to bring something else up. You have to cut down a tree to make lumber.
Well, I think of the little boy in Toy Story. And there was two little boys, if you remember, in the first Toy Story. And there was the little bad neighbor boy. And he wasn't a constructive little dominion taker. He was doing little genetic experiments on his little toys. And he was, you know, tying the cat's tail to its leg and dropping it off the barn roof and all the rest. So it's possible for little boys not to have a proper sense of this. You know, and sometimes little boys like to pull legs off of little bugs and just to see how they react to that sort of thing. Is this proper dominion, Dave?
No, because it's not giving God glory. It's not done for His kingdom. It's not a worshipful way. There are a lot of things that we can use power for that are purely evil, but it's also possible to take that instinct. It's not really an instinct. It's a gifting of God, and use it positively. If He likes to discover anatomy, perhaps there's a field in medicine waiting around the corner if it's properly directed.
Right. So it's the purpose and the motivation in his heart. It's really got to be shepherded.
I think every boy gets a magnifying glass one day, right, and goes out and tries to focus the sun's energy. And the question is he going to burn a leaf, a hole in the leaf, or is he going to try and burn the bug?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about saving our civilization today, the differences between boys and girls, and how we educate our boys for the task of dominion, something that we're not doing. Ladies and gentlemen, in the future, about 5% of the engineers in the world will be in America, the other 95% in Asian countries like Taiwan and China. Incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, how to teach our boys to take proper dominion of God's creation. It starts with the right heart, the right motivation. They need to be doing it for the glory of God. They need to see that there is a glorious purpose for exploring God's universe. God has created the elements of this world for marvelous purposes. Could the cure for cancer be lying just outside and we don't even know what it is? And Dave, you know, we got to encourage our little boys to explore this world. They got to go outside from time to time, get dirty.
Yeah, it's really insane to take a young boy and lock him up in this little prison called a schoolhouse and say, now we're going to discover creation. Well, creation's all about him. He needs to be out there. He needs to be wearing a little bit of creation on his clothes. He needs to have a little taste of the soil. He needs to dig and explore and do guy things. You know, there's a reason that boys are drawn to people like Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, and why all little boys want a coonskin cap. They want to be out in creation. They love to camp. This is where they're going to learn much about their dominion mandate. In creation, not hanging onto someone's apron strings.
And Dave, we squelch that. I think we squelch that, not just in the schoolhouse, but a lot of times we can squelch it in the home, can't we?
Oh, absolutely. It's a big problem, I think, amongst homeschoolers that they try. Mom's teaching the sons, and they're in the home, and the little boys are learning to bake cookies and do bread and all the tasks that we would normally associate with dominion within the home, which is God's order for a woman. We're raising our boys to become little women, and then they go out and they get dirty, and mom screams, oh, I don't have stain remover that's going to get that particular kind of dirt out. And we say, praise God that that boy is actually taking a little piece of creation home with him.
And maybe he can invent the right kind of stain remover. Maybe that's what he's in the process of doing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's this topic of dominion. It's something we have to train into all of our children. And we have to begin with a vision for this. Our children need to see the excitement that's involved, our boys especially, in going out there in the world outside and discovering something about God's world and applying it and harnessing it for the good of man and for the glory of God. That's a marvelous task, and it's a vision we've got to convey to our boys. You know, the environment, Dave, is different between a boy and a girl. And this is something we really need to talk about, because the Bible talks about a girl's environment being in the home, not exclusively, but its core. The woman is the ruler of the home. She is a keeper at home, according to Titus 2. That's the vision that God has given for our gals. And for our guys, it's more of a get out there and get a piece of the rock and be outside. It's more our focus for the boys is going to be outdoors. This is something that I think we're lacking in the homeschooling market as well.
Yeah, and that's why we encourage as much as fathers can to take their sons, especially as they get 12, 13 years old, to, if at all possible, take them with you to your place of employment, to your work. If you have a family business, involve your sons in it as much as you can. Integrate your sons into a man's world.
And this is one of the reasons why fathers are the ones that need to train their boys to be men. If they hang around women all the time, they'll learn how to be women. But if they hang around you, fathers, they're going to learn how to be a man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up this program on training your boys to be men of God. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, 3 cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at kevinswanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a 5-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com. We're in big trouble today. We just said it. Girls are different from boys. No apologies.
But you can send your emails to producer@generations.com. Dave Buhner, my producer, with me today. And we are talking about God's vision for boys and girls. Guess what? It's different. God has a different idea for how we are to raise our girls and how we're to raise our boys. And Dave, we ended last segment talking about how every son wants to be with his father. That's really essential, and you know, it goes all the way back to the Bible, Matthew 4:21. James and John, his brother, were in a ship with Zebedee, their father. They were fishing together with their father, and David was feeding his father's sheep. You find in 2 Kings 4:18, some child was out on the fields with his father, and he said to his father, "My head, my head," and he said to his lad, "Carry him to his mother." So lots of examples in the Bible where a son is working out in the fields with his father, side by side. This is not unusual. In fact, we've done this for 1,900 years, really. Almanzo and his father were plowing the fields together just 120 years ago out in New York, right? The farmer boy from Little House on the Prairie series. So this is not unusual, and yet, in the last 100 years, the worldview has shifted. We have a corporate scene, we have a political scene, we have an educational system that rips the heart of a father away from the heart of a son. Now, Dave, as we wrap this program up, I mean, give somebody out there some hope. Maybe there's some father out there who's working in a corporation all day long. He doesn't have much time to spend with his son, but he's got some time. You got to take that time, right?
Some people talk about balance. I never talk about balance. It's not balance. It's a well-ordered life. You're going to put your priorities first. You're going to structure your life around those things that are important. For some dads, it may become necessary to change careers or change places of employment. It should be the goal of most fathers to try and be free from those prisons, and that might be employment. But what are you going to have at the end of your life if you've lost your son?
And Dave, the major impetus in my life to bring me away from the corporate scene, you know, I was in corporate management in engineering for a number of years. I left the corporate scene, and one of the major reasons was because I wanted to be with my son. I wanted to spend more time with him. I was able to bring my son to the corporation on Saturdays. I was a manager, so I had to work 6 days a week, sometimes 60, 70 hours a week. I brought my son to work when I could, but this little 3-4-year-old was not invited most of the time down at the corporation. A major reason why I left was because I wanted to be with my son. I wanted to help him to learn to be a man, and if he could work side by side with me, then he would learn something about that.
And that's just one more reason, as if we needed another, one more reason to teach our sons that they can create a family business. They can create that which will give them freedom, still provide sustenance to their family, but taking their dominion learning and apply it economically, and they're going to be able to take their sons with them because now they're the boss.
As we wrap this program up today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to recommend to you a great resource. This is one of the best books I've ever read on raising sons. It's helped me immensely. Future Men. The book is Future Men by Doug Wilson. I want you to get a hold of this book. This is important. If you have a son, you need to have at least one good book on raising sons. Future Men by Doug Wilson. This resource is available at 877-842-CHECK. 877-842-CHECK. Or checkbooks.com on the web. CHECbooks.com. You can interact with this program by emailing me, kevin@check.org. That's kevin@check.org. And this is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
National Driver Training Institute's program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is a Colorado-approved graduated driver licensing program that will work for you and your family. Call the National Drivers Training Institute and give your new teen driver education and the training they deserve. Program costs start at $155, and it's recognized by every insurance company in Colorado. Call 266-4700 in the Springs. Outside the Springs, call 1-800-942-2050. Or go online, nationaldrivertraining.com.